Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, a CatSource family production. In this episode, we discuss overcoming obstacles using the gifts you were given and pure wisdom. This podcast exists in large part because of CatCM, the content marketing business inside CatSource Inc. CatCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CatSource to you. Learn more by visiting catcm.com. Our guest today is Shakita Zollicoffer, owner of Pure Wisdom. Shakita commands a presence when she walks into a room, and we just had to have her on this podcast. Shakita currently resides in Charlotte, North Carolina, where she is focused on her family and her entrepreneurial journey. Shakita's examples of helping others were on full display in our chat. Her incredible work ethic and willingness to focus on others has us so excited to feature her on this podcast. And with so much to talk about, let's get right into this episode and welcome Shakita Zollicoffer.
Shakita started as a young girl who did not have an outlet. I was the only girl and the oldest child out of three children my mother had. We all lived in the home, and my brothers, they were close, but it was just me as the only girl. So I did a lot of writing. I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of coloring. And I played with playing cards to occupy my time. That was my outlet. That's what I did. Well, while I was doing that, I was writing. And when I would go back to my writings, I would scare myself because I would see the writings and not recognize where the writings came from. But it was inside of me. It wasn't the physical me. So my mom tried to beat it out of me because she was going through a lot of personal things within herself and her childhood. She beat me physically, mentally, and emotionally. So my outlet kind of had went away because every time she found it, she tore it up and beat me for it. So with my outlet, I let it go, and then I started running into the streets, started hanging out with friends, started doing all bad things, got pregnant at a young age, and exploring the world because my gifts was kind of, and I wouldn't say beat out of me, I would say my gifts was trying to be taken away from me from a physical sense. But I went into the world. I got out on my own at the age of 16. I was independent, living on my own since I've been 16 in my own place. Experienced the world, did a lot of things, and then it was in 2009, I started getting still. I went through this process of becoming still and being quiet. I stopped hanging out with friends. I started running around. It was just me and my son at the time. And then I just kind of went into this solitude place. And when I went into this solitude place, I began to just reconnect with myself. After I done that, my husband come into the picture wanting to marry me. We got married right shortly after that. My grandmother passed. She waited for me. My grandmother was more of my mother because my mom, we were raised like sisters because she had me so young. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, that she raised us. So that was my mother. And when she passed, I went through this process. It was like God was sitting me down, taking me through a place of peace and solitude, a wilderness for me to get back to who I really am. And when she passed, because I had started in 2009, she passed in 2011. So I was already in the journey about 2 years. Well, when she passed, I went deeper. Because I didn't have anyone. I come from a family of no support, no education. But I was determined to do something with myself and be better. So I beat the odds. A lot of family members are druggies. A lot of family members don't, they're at the minimum. They're not operating at their fullest. But I was determined to do more and be more. So when my grandmother passed, I just really started going within myself. Rewind, I started writing my book when my grandmother was alive. My grandmother was alive, and my stepdad at the time, he was like, "Oh, well, how long are you going to take to write that book?" I said, "I don't know. whenever it's finished. And, you know, made joke of that and everything. And then my grandmother died in 2011. 2016, I birthed the book. 2016, I birthed the book. When she passed, 2011, literally, it took me 5 years of grieving. I grieved for 5 years. I was lost. I did not have any insight. I did not have any help. I didn't go through therapy. I took myself through therapy. That's when I started meditating. When I started meditating, deeply meditating, like sitting with my legs crossed in butterfly position, when I started meditating, I started having a lot of supernatural experiences that they speak of in the Bible, meaning you see in heaven. They say the heaven is the streets of heaven are gold. I saw that. You know, rainbows. When God gives you signs of rainbows, there's bright brightness at the end, or the pot of gold at the end. I was literally seeing rainbows and not just necessarily in the sky. So I went through that process of transitioning, transformation. And then I literally heard God say to me one day, I need for you to do my work. No, he said to me, I need for you to do my work. But then I went to a family gathering with my husband and his aunt, who was actually a pastor in the church. She came to me and she said, God told me to tell you, quit worrying about what other people think, say, and feel, and do what he tells you to do. So when she gave me that, it was Thanksgiving 2013. When she gave me that in Thanksgiving 2013, I took it. 2014 was when I first created my Facebook group. I created a private, closed Facebook group because I didn't want anyone to see me and my gifts, because I was hiding from myself, afraid of what people might judge me and think and see of who I am. So I kind of created it in a private, personal setting, but then it spread. I had the Facebook group. I created the Facebook group. It grew to about 400 people all around the world. I literally was healing and prophesying and giving insight and channeling ancestors in that group for 2 years straight. And it was real. I had people that followed me, and they still follow me to this day because they came in when I was immature or premature within my gift, back into my gift. And gift never left. It just had lied dormant. So I did all of that, and God was like, I want you on assignment. So now it's just a natural part of me. I have learned to respect people for where they are and where they're at, not overstep my boundaries, because everyone is fighting a battle. Everyone is healing in some way, shape, or form. And you have to be sensitive to those things with individuals. So I had to learn. Over time, in the beginning, I was very flamboyant. I was very, not even flamboyant, I was comfortable in my gift, because I had done got back to me and who I was. But I had to learn that confidentiality. And it's amazing because I'm in the healthcare industry, so I understand confidentiality from a healthcare perspective. But from a therapist and a client perspective, I understood how critical individuals were in their processing. You can't just force something on someone. You have to allow them time to receive, because everybody is not on the same healing journey. So I had to step back and create boundaries. So now I have clients that come to me, but then at the same time, I'm sent to people. So when I'm sent to people, I just allow my Most High Creator to guide me in how I need to make that interaction.
Gotcha. When you were going through all this, right, and you, we'll take it back to the Facebook group, the private Facebook group is.
Right.
What made you take that next step?
Because I knew I was gifted. I knew I was gifted, and I knew my gift was bigger than me. And it's funny because what really, really made me take that next step, like I got the inside instructions from the inside of myself, but then God has an amazing way of guiding you to different things or persons or situations. And I was guided to a TV show. And it was a TV show of a medium. And the medium was just helping people. And I heard in my spirit so clear, you can do that. Go try that with your people in your Facebook group. Mind you, by this time, I had already had like 300-something people. I had went to the Facebook group to experiment. And it took off. It literally took off. One of the ladies, I channeled her great-great-grandfather that was born in 1857. I gave her a complete description of what he looked like, his message to her and everything. Mind you, she had never seen him in her life, but she had a picture of him. And when she posted the picture, after I explained it, it was the exact identical image that had came through my head. So I was like, oh, wow, I'm really doing this. But then what really did it was when I started connecting with people around the world. Because I understand that we all speak a certain same language, I was able to connect with people that wasn't even here in my country. I started getting the recognition, the confirmation, the validation of my gifts was extremely accurate and helping heal from people around the world. It hadn't even started here in the U.S. I was dealing with people in Africa, in the U.K. I've done people in Paris. Every part of the world that you can think of, I still have these people follow me to this day. They send me gifts from time to time, but it was because I just remained obedient and allowed my gifts to share with them.
Well, how do you, so you're in a business to where many people don't take you, yes. Or they don't take you at least at first.
Mm-hmm.
How do you combat that? We'll say, we'll call quote unquote the haters or,
right.
Or what have you. So like someone who is not opening up, do you say, hey, you're not my ideal client and maybe you'll see it, maybe you won't, I'll talk to someone else, or do you try to work your way in? How does that work?
Well, typically how that works, because my gifts are natural and it's just a conversation and we're having conversation, you know, it's amazing. They say you plant seeds. You know how God plants seeds and it'll harvest later. We plant seeds in our life and it harvests later. If they're not receptive, I give them the message and I move on. I'm not forceful, because at some time or another in their life, it's going to resonate. It's going to come back up for them. They'll either be back or they'll be sending someone to me or something like that in that sense. But anyone that I sent to, they always receive it. Might not receive it right then, but they do.
So right now, you're in this point in your business where, you know, you're taking your next step. You're really building your platforms and building you as a person as well, yes. As your business. How are you doing all this? Because you mentioned you're in healthcare, you're working, you're building this business. How are you doing it?
It's amazing. It's not me. I don't take credit for it. I did. Many times I quit jobs. I quit jobs to work my business because that's my passion. That's the purpose. That's my assignment for my life. But then because of where my highest position is or where I'm going, I had to get realistic with myself and understand that it takes money to make money and you can't just go blind. So what I did was I said, okay, well, I'm gonna go back into the field. I'm gonna find me a job. I went and I took a part-time job, but I had set my intention on the job that my Most High Creator wanted for me. I preferred something work from home, making good money so that I can take care of my home and my business at the same time. Well, I went on a part-time job, worked a part-time job for about 2 months, and then my current job came through. And it was the job working from home, doing case management with healthcare patients, and I have the flexibility to work both jobs. It's easy. It flows because everything for me is just natural. And when we understand you stepping into your niche or your purpose, it's not work. It's easy. It just flows. So that's why healthcare is healing. That's my passion, purpose, path. So it's easy for me. So I can do 2 and 3 jobs at one time because it flows.
Another thing I want to touch on is your visions. So you have vision boards. You're big on the vision with a purpose. Or
right.
With everything. Just talking about your visions and the vision boards, where you were at, where you're at now, and what is your thought process on the vision boards?
So knowing the vision creates a purpose. We all have a purpose in our lives. The sooner we find out, the better. But when you understand what your purpose is, and when you begin to accept what your purpose is, the visions come naturally. When I say vision comes naturally, you literally feel, everybody have their intuitive. You're intuitive and you have that knowing that's just say, oh, go out and do this today. Or, this is what we're going to do. You have these feelings. You have these strong desires inside of you. But the amazing thing about it, it's not your desires. It's the desires that God gave to you for your life. So the sooner that you understand what your purpose is, the better you're able to receive the visions, because the visions is just the natural part of being in your purpose.
So we just got into you, we got into, you know, you're building your business. So, like, what are your visions?
My vision, I have this saying, and I'm going to share this. I just created it. And I had to sit down with myself. God took me through a series of accepting who I was and where I'm at and where I'm going, instead of being so vague, because you have to be specific. Once God gives you your purpose and once you understand what your gifting is, you have to be specific. So I was specific in what I wanted, and I said that Pure Wisdom's Queen's Essence Social will land a high-profile contract paying $1 million in return for healing society by November 2019. That is something that I say to myself every morning when I wake up, every night before I go to sleep. I say it out loud. It's not my vision that was given to me, it was a vision given through me. So I trust it and just take the steps one day at a time.
Incredible. I love that. So you're obviously doing what you're meant to be doing.
Yes.
A lot of this platform is entrepreneurs learning. What advice do you have for someone who has something that they truly are meant to be doing, they're passionate about doing, but they're not doing it? What advice do you have for that?
What I would say to you is pay attention to your daily routine. Your gifting and your purpose is in your daily routine. What you do every day with your eyes closed without you even knowing or thinking, that is your purpose.
If you weren't doing Pure Wisdom, what would you do?
Oh, wow. It's funny. Couple things. Well, my original childhood dream job was to be a judge. That was my original childhood dream job. But then once I got outside of that, the next best thing was the military.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. What's your favorite social media app for business?
I like Instagram the best. And the reason why I like Instagram is because someone is always watching and you never know who.
That's right. So you're an author, you're a published author. What is your favorite book you've read besides your own?
Ooh, I read this book called Spirited. S-P-I-R-I-T-E-D, and it was by Rebecca Rosen. And it was Spirited, Connect with Your Guides All Around You. It was just it was a great read. And that book reopened me back up to myself just by reading it.
That's talk to us about your book real quick, too.
The book is Paradise, Maximizing Your Authenticity While Creating a Life of Miracles. I understand that everyone don't necessarily want a accountability partner or someone micromanaging them per se. So I created the book to share my story of the good, the bad, the ugly, the great. So basically I take you through what I went through. Wow. You go through what I went through and I give you assessments, real inventory. Take inventory of your life and you see yourself. Without someone standing over you, without a therapist asking you a million and one questions, you're able to sit with yourself, sit with your most high creator, and receive what you need to receive and let go of what you need to let go just by reading the book.
What's your favorite place to travel to?
I love the Caribbean. I love the islands. And it's funny because my original origin is Caribbean. And I love the Caribbean. Yeah, I do.
When was the moment you told yourself you need to make it happen and give yourself no excuses?
Honestly, no excuses about 3 years ago. About 3 years ago, because I pitter-patted a lot. I was skeptical of myself, overthunk things, and just didn't believe in myself, did not trust myself enough. And when I said, you know what, 3 years, I'm just going to go out into it. And it was the help of people. It wasn't even me. Because when people began to tell me how powerful I was, I did not believe it. I had to see for myself within myself. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, there is no stopping.
Yeah, that's cool. So how can people reach you? What's the best way to contact you? Someone wants to talk?
You can reach me on any of my social handles. You can find me at Pure Wisdom INC. And on social media, you can find it on Instagram, Pure Wisdom. You can find me on Medium for my blog, Pure Wisdom INC. You also find me on Facebook, Pure Wisdom. YouTube is Pure Wisdom Global. And then LinkedIn, you have Pure Wisdom. You can also send me an email, support@purewisdominc.com. Or you can just give me a call or shoot me a text message, 704-562-7500.
Perfect. And we'll link to all that as well. Okay. The last final thing, okay. We have an event at the Peculiar Rabbit, July 12th. What's going to go on at the event?
So I have some great stuff in store. It's just we're going to party. We always party. We find good and everything, but we're going to party with a purpose this time. We're going to party. We're going to enjoy each other. We're going to network with like-minded individuals. And then I have a special balloon release that I'm going to share. Not going to give much information, but we're going to do a balloon release on the rooftop.
Shakita, it has been absolutely awesome having you on this podcast. Because of your inspirational journey in life and business, we are all better off than the time we spent with you. The perspectives from Shakita on changing lives of others for the greater good are now perspectives you, the business leader, can use for yourself. And for that, Shakita, thank you. And for anyone looking to talk to Shakita about Pure Wisdom, we encourage you to reach out to her. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can find me on LinkedIn or contact me on Twitter at Eric_Kaz. Thank you for listening to our Kaz Source podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. Until next time, we're out of here. Win all in, play my cards right. This podcast exists in large part because of KazCM, the content marketing business inside KazSource Inc. KazCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at KazSource to you. Learn more by visiting KazCM.com.